In the University District of Madison, a bus idles while the morning students and urban commuters climb aboard. As the bus leaves the intersection, it belches a cloud of exhaust into the air, giving fuel to a growing debate as to the clean air aspects of metropolitan transportation. Environmental researchers say that air pollution across southeastern Wisconsin is behind unhealthy ozone levels. They say this causes asthma and other respiratory problems, as well as more serious concerns linked to particulate matter air pollution. Lloyd Egan, director of air management in Wisconsin, says everyone concerned over clean air should use public transportation.
Public transportation really helps us in terms of reducing the amount of emissions of pollutants into the air. So it's a really good thing for air quality.
But Brett Holsey of the Midwest Sierra Club says that's not enough. He says a nationwide study shows diesel pollution poses a range of health problems, from asthma to cancer.
Diesel pollution causes about 133,000 cases of cancer a year. 31 studies show that children and people who live near busy roadways are more likely to have cancer, asthma, heart attacks, and other health problems. If we reduce traffic, we can significantly reduce asthma and other health problems.
Holsey says one of the best things transportation officials can do to freshen the air in urban areas is to either use cleaner diesel fuel or switch to biodiesel and natural gas to power buses. Ann Gullickson is transit service manager for the Madison Metro Transit. She says that they looked into cleaner burning natural gas, but in the end the costs were too high.
What we find is much more promising for us here in Madison is taking a look at the hybrid electric buses. They are diesel hybrids rather than gasoline hybrids.
Gullickson says she hopes the new hybrid buses will hit the streets in 2007. It will be a significant increase in air quality since the system logs approximately 35 million miles a year. Joe Caruso, marketing director for Milwaukee County Transit, says they will soon move to using ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel. He says the move is because of the Southeast's ozone problem and that the ultra-low sulfur diesel will cut emissions and keep the system's fuel economy high.
We want to continue to improve on our fuel economy because that is one of the largest purchases that we make. So for every penny we save in fuel purchases, we're looking at $40,000 to $50,000 in savings on the operation of the transit system.
Currently, Milwaukee Transit uses around 420 diesel buses every day, and biodiesel has its backers as well. Lloyd Egan is the director of the state's Bureau of Air Management. Egan says biodiesel burns cleanly and is made from renewable resources like corn and soybean oil.
It can have some real positives from an air quality standpoint, and it can also provide some economic benefit to farmers if we're using crops that are renewable and can grow to make biodiesel instead of mining fossil fuels.
Some improvement projects are already underway. Jessica Lawant of Wisconsin Partners for Clean Air says the groups used a federal grant to retrofit 400 school buses. She says the retrofitted school buses are a lot cleaner.
They get about a 20 to 50% reduction in particulate matter, hydrocarbons, and carbon monoxide.
There are many options still left on the table for transportation officials and city planners. A recent survey by the Department of Transportation shows that people back proposals for more trains and community streetcars, a prospect also backed by the mayor of Madison. How soon these ideas will become reality is up to conjecture. Many of them were being used in Wisconsin as late as the 1950s. This is Eri Hillier, Wisconsin Public Radio.